from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Kirk Cousins yesterday, you want to hear how gratified he was? How exhilarated Kirko was about the way practice was carried out yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the water park. Oh, okay, yeah.
Let's hear from Kirko.
Glad he didn't get hurt.
Good scrimmage today. I just feel like that's the most valuable practices we can have when it is simulated like the game and it feels like the game. The more we can practice like that, the better from my perspective. I'm a limited perspective, but I love practicing like that.
There's something beautiful, guys, about the ability to actually compete and be rewarded for you know, excelling in competition that you don't normally get at practice, right? You go through, let's call it team pass. You go 11-on-11 team pass.
Yeah.
You know, you make a 30-yard completion. Oh, that's great. And then guess what? They spot the ball back at the same spot, and you just do it all over again. There's no, you know what I mean? There's no reward. There's no
payoff.
You don't
get to matriculate the ball down the field.
Yeah, so when I think what Kirk is talking about is you get in these scrimmage-type situations, and you feel gratified. And actually, I mean, it helps with a lot of different things. You can go through the playbook a million times. All right, but just as far as setting the huddle up, offensive line communication in the huddle, communication between Kirk and those guys before they kind of break and making sure everybody's on the same page, that's not something you get out of a playbook or in a meeting room. That happens on the field. So Kirk obviously kind of talking about these scrimmage situations where he can get it, you get the reward and actually move these guys down the field and get some live reps.
I think he agrees with you.
The big one is that the play affects the next play. So what happens is, and I didn't realize this till later in my career, is in practice, the way practice is scripted, it's all first and 10 for the whole period. I'll take a 12-yard sack, and the next play is first and 10. That's not football. If I take a 12-yard sack, the next play is second and 22. And you need to have a plan for second and 22, but you never really practice it. So, and then the opposite is true. If you go hit a lot of times we hit an explosive play to Drake or Mooney, and then we're just right back where we started. And it's like, well, normally we'd be sprinting down the field and running our goal line offense out to punch it in. So you want to simulate that, and plays build on each other. And too many times in practice, the plays don't build on each other. You're just isolated, and it's as I say, each play is its own season. You're just trying to win the play. And that's not how football is played. Football is played factoring in the previous play, what the next play could be, the clock, the timeouts, what their defense is doing. So there's just a lot of other factors that when you're practicing in a more controlled environment, you're not thinking about so many of the things that as a quarterback you're constantly thinking about when you're in a real game.
Well, this is twofold. For one, you're practicing all those things so you have the reps and you're comfortable doing it. But then these scrimmages like this, it's why we've talked so much about when you do a joint practice, right? And you're doing some of this. This is replacing you know, the four preseason games and you have your starters playing two of them, right, so at some point in time. Or now then it went to three and you have your starters playing one, and now it's three. And a lot of teams in the league, not all, but a lot, the ones that aren't going through position battles at certain positions are like, we're not playing anybody. And this today, they have a day off because they play tomorrow. This was, for the starters, this was their preseason game three. Yep. This was the game to me, or this was the event to me, or the scrimmage, or the practice, or whatever you want to call it.
How many of these have they had?
I think more than you realize. I would say probably maybe a couple. Probably one a week since they started playing preseason, because one was a joint practice.
And it's tough to tell, man, because you do have periods during practice called move the ball, where you know that's literally what you do. You just spot it down the field, but it's not necessarily a scrimmage like he's talking about. You don't go straight into your goal line offense. You just kind of move it down the field. For instance, obviously me being a depth piece at offensive line and playing tight end and then being like a tight end on a field goal team and things like that, as you move down the field, think about it. When you go to tight end and back and forth to an offensive line, I'm turning around and looking at the referee and going, hey, I got to report eligible. You don't necessarily do that in a drill, right? So when you do hit the 30-yard gainer like Kirk's talking about, you have to remember, oh, man, the field goal team's trotting out. It's fourth down, or there's 2 seconds left. I have to make sure that I think about turning around and saying, hey, man, I'm eligible. I'm eligible for this play. I'm eligible. Kind of shake your number, get in the referee's face. That's also why they have referees at practice, right?
Well, since your first teamers are not playing during the preseason, how chaotic do you think it'll – and how long will the chaos last week one?
Well
– as far as personnel, all the things.
I think that what you have here is you have a veteran offense, right? And I mean – and I say veteran. I know that Bijan will be a fixture. Running back, I don't know how much they fit in that slot. 9 times out of 10, if the running back even lines up wrong, right, you're going to have the quarterback be like, nah, man, you're right here. You know what I mean? So that's not really a thing. You have 5 returning starting offensive linemen. It won't be chaotic up front. Those guys are taking 1 million snaps next year, 1,000 snaps next to each other last year, right? A lot of that same group.
Not to mention a quarterback that's taking tens of thousands of snaps.
And I was going to say that the main thing is that – the difference between this year and last year in that instance, Rob, will be the fact that Kirk Cousins is not going to allow this team to line up wrong.
Yeah,
like, he's just not. He might as well be, and it's so cliche. He might as well be a coach on the field. Kirk Cousins is going to be like, nah, man, we're in Trey Wright, not Trips Wright. We're in Trey Wright. You got to get tighter. You know, you got to get tighter to the line of scrimmage. You got to get tighter to the tight end.
I think even more subtly, since he's going to be so good at that, you're not going to have to be forced to use a timeout when you don't want to use one. Maybe, hopefully.
And this is why. When people scream, well, yeah, but he's old and he's only got one playoff win. And it's one of those deals where, yeah, but you know what? It's like Tom Brady said, I think Don Shula said it years ago, but I think the number has shifted that quarterbacks when they're prime from like 30 to 34 or something. And then Tom Brady was like, why would I quit? I got all the answers to the test these days, right? It was his saying, I think that was him that said it. These guys, you figure out. At this point, you pretty much know what every defensive coordinator is going to try to throw at you for the most part.
Well, there's nothing Kirk Cousins hasn't seen on a football field.
Dude, and that's really – it's so frustrating when you hear he's old. What does that have to do with anything? He's still got great velocity on the ball.
Yep.
He understands the game at an immensely high clip. Would you welcome Aaron Rodgers in here at 40? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Would you love to have Matt Stafford in the fold? Yeah, I think I probably would.
Well, what's the difference in him and Matt Stafford?
Nothing, to be honest with you. I mean, Matt Stafford's probably got a little bit stronger arm.
Well, I should clarify, when he came from Detroit, I know that Kirk's been on some good teams, but Matt Stafford had never won a playoff game when he went to L.A.
And he never will, right?
You know what? I was wrong. I was like, everybody said, oh, they're going to win the Super Bowl now. I said, you probably need him to win a playoff game before he wins the Super Bowl, and he did. He won two
That's
and then won the Super
thing.
Bowl.
It doesn't mean he can't.
Doesn't mean he can't, but there is something – the one thing that when people see Judon and Simmons sign, and they're like, oh, see, 12 wins. And I think they got to learn how to win games. Sometimes you got to learn, and it's still, this is a team that has a core that hasn't won a lot. And I do think they need one of those first three games, they're going to need to it's going to need to click with them to win a tight game like that, a playoff style game. And that's what you're going to get when you go to Philadelphia on a Monday night and then come home to Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes.
Well, let's hear Kirk. He's talking about the new acquisitions, one Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons.
Yeah, I mean, I've played against both of them and watched a lot of tape of both of them as you watch defenses around the league. And, they're both, real deal players. So we're thrilled to get them. I think they'll be a great asset. And, you know, it's just we just got to get them up to speed quickly so that they're really comfortable and can play fast. That's the key, is that you're so comfortable that you can really play really fast when you see things, you go, because you know what you need to do.
I would love to know, and breaking news, we were not at practice yesterday. But it just seemed like last year, Bo, as we got through training camp, it continued to be a worry for both of us talking through Desmond Ridder and Arthur Smith's offense that we really haven't seen any passing plays down the middle of the field. Kirk Cousins, you absolutely have seen that throughout camp. But I have to think with Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates patrolling center field right now that it adds an extra layer of comfort anytime you see the ball go down the middle of the field.
The first time I met Zach Robinson, you know, you walk over and he put his hand out. I was like, are you going to run the shallow drag route? I need a crossing route. I need it badly. And he laughed. He was like, I got you, man. I got you.
Run the dig.
He's like, I got you. I mean, it's just simple as that, because we didn't have him. Rob, it was we had a guy running a post and a guy running the go route, and most of the time they'd run into each other.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.